Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The quiet farmlands of Racine County will be invaded by rolling brigades of dump trucks filled with gravel this summer. Up to 1,000 trucks per day will be hauling gravel to the Foxconn site to build pads on which the buildings will be constructed. The trucks will run from 6 a.m. until 10 p.m. for about 3 months and could average about one truck per minute. In the end, about 3 billion pounds of gravel will be transported to the site, mainly from quarries in New Berlin, Sussex, and Waterford. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The quiet farmlands of Racine County will be invaded by rolling brigades of dump trucks filled with gravel this summer. Up to 1,000 trucks per day will be hauling gravel to the Foxconn site to build pads on which the buildings will be constructed. The trucks will run from 6 a.m. until 10 p.m. for about 3 months and could average about one truck per minute. And today is the unveiling for this year's edition of Sculpture Milwaukee on Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. 21 sculptures will be on display through October from 6th Street to the lakefront on Wisconsin Avenue. Most of the artwork is for sale. For more information, go to sculpturemilwaukee.com. And here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A Milwaukee music fan collapsed at the Riverside Theater last night and later passed away. A concert by Swedish metal band Ghost was abruptly halted just as the band was going on a break. A man who was in the pit right in front of the stage collapsed and was taken to the hospital where he later passed away. The Milwaukee medical examiner said the man died of natural causes and no autopsy was planned. And the Brewers had the day off yesterday. They begin a 3-game series against the White Sox tonight in Chicago. And here is read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. This weekend is the State Democratic Convention in Oshkosh. You can hear live coverage here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network this afternoon and this evening with the Devil's Advocates, and then tomorrow with Earl Ingram and Jocasta Zamarripa. And Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers received an honorary doctorate degree from the Medical College of Wisconsin. Rodgers was honored yesterday for his commitment to end childhood cancer and blood disorders. Okay, here's the weather forecast. Outside today, sunshine, and then increasing clouds tonight. Windy near Lake Michigan, lows around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s in Milwaukee, low 70s in the Madison area. Then for Sunday, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.